In fact, Thomas Ice, who you know, writes this. The phrase earth dwellers is used 11 times in 9 verses in the book of Revelation. As you examine each individual use, except Revelation 3:10, you will see that all refer to a special class of stubborn sinners who are set in their rebellion against the God of heaven. You will also find that the phrase is only used to refer to those during the tribulation period. Therefore, since that hour spoken of in Revelation 3, verse 10, is in contrast with the present set of believers in the church age, and the future earth dwellers will be active during the tribulation period in which believers are said to be kept from it, it is clear that John speaks of a time period or hour of the tribulation period. This is why Revelation 3 verse 10 is a clear promise that Christ will keep believers from the 7-year tribulation period. Who are these earth dwellers? These earth dwellers are unbelievers. They're the ones that the test is coming upon. Not the church. Not the Christian. I mean, it's very clear when you look at this, the test, in order to reveal the content of their true character, is coming upon unbelievers. That's why as you go through the book of Revelation, what does it keep saying of the earth dwellers? They would not repent. It keeps talking about them hardening their hearts against God, hiding in the mountains. And then they go out and they actually try to make war against Jesus Christ as He returns, Revelation 19. First of all, how dumb is that? How do you make war against God? That doesn't even logically, philosophically work. Yet that's what they're doing. And what is happening is these earth dwellers, the content of their true character is being exposed. This is not a test for the church. This is a test for the unbelievers. What kind of test do we have? I'm not here promising an easy life to folks either. Just because we're exempted from this time period doesn't mean life this side of the tribulation period is easy. We are candidates for trials, John 16, verse 33. We are candidates for man's wrath, 2 Timothy 3:12. All who attempt to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. You know those Bible promise books that everybody claims? You pull out your little book and you read your promise for the day. Can I give you another promise that probably isn't in the book? 2 Timothy 3:12. You ready for the promise? All who seek to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. That's why the Apostle Peter says, why do you look at your current trial as some strange thing that's happening to you? It's not the test that's coming upon the earth, but these are things that we go through as Christians this side of the tribulation period. By the way, you're not exempted from Satan's wrath either. That's why we're to put on the full armor of God. And Jesus says in John 15, 18, and 19, don't marvel that the world hates you either. It hated me first. So here's the deal. We are candidates for trials, little t, but according to Revelation 3, verse 10, I'm exempted from the trial, capital T, which is for the earth dwellers. We are candidates for temptations, little t, but I am exempted from the temptation, Revelation 3, verse 10, capital T. Why is that? Look at the very first part of Revelation 3, verse 10. What does Jesus say to the church of Philadelphia? Because you have kept the word of my perseverance. The church has already gone through her tests, little t. The church has already gone through her trials, little t. Therefore, she's exempted from the test, capital T, the trial, capital T. Ronald Showers, again, writes as follows. Christ based his promise on the fact that church saints had already passed their test. In light of that, it appears that because they had already passed their test, Christ promised that he would not put them into the period that will have the purpose of testing a very different group of people. Not the church, but the earth dwellers. This takes us to number 8. Hang in there with me. Number 8. What is the meaning of about to come? What does that mean? Look at Revelation 3 verse 10 again. It talks about that hour which is about to come. The Greek word here, about to come, is mellow. And how is mellow used elsewhere in Scripture? It's used of imminence. 1 Peter 5:1, and one who will share in the glory about to be mellow, about to be revealed. Most would interpret that as the glory of God could manifest itself at any moment. That's what we call imminency. And so when that same exact word is used in Revelation chapter 3, verse 10, and it's talking about this hour of testing that's about to come, it's what it's saying is this tribulation period could start any second. It's like a dark storm cloud hovering over the earth, hovering over a city, about to emit rain at any moment. That's what it says in Revelation 3, verse 10, that I will exempt you from the hour of testing that is about to come. In other words, it can come any minute. It can come any second. Which takes us to question number 9. Question number 9. Well, how is Jesus going to keep his promise to keep us out of this hour of testing, which can happen at any minute? What is the means or the tool that Jesus is going to use to make good on his promise in Revelation 3 verse 10 that the church will have nothing to do with this time period that's about to imminently come? I mean, exactly how is Jesus going to pull this off? That's why Revelation chapter 3 verse 10 is followed by Revelation chapter 3 verse 11. Wow. Verse 11 comes after verse 10. Verse 10 is the promise. Verse 11 is how God's going to do it. You follow? Now, look at verse 11. He says, I am coming quickly. Hold fast to what you have, so that no one can take your crown. You know what that's talking about? I will come quickly. That's the rapture. In other words, verse 11 is what he's going to use to make good on his promise in verse 10. You say, well, how are you so sure that's the rapture? Because the coming of Christ as described here is associated with a crown. The coming of Christ as described here is associated with a reward. We've talked, haven't we, in this conference about the judgment seat of rewards? The New Testament always connects rapture and the potential for rewards, because the Bema Seat is the next thing we experience once we're caught up. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 5 says, therefore do not go on passing judgment, but wait until the Lord comes, as each will receive his praise from God. You see how it connects rewards with rapture? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, Paul talks about a crown, and he talks about his appearing. Reward and rapture are connected. That's why I'm very confident that verse 11 has to be talking about the rapture, because it's connected with a crown, or rewards, which are always connected with the rapture in the New Testament. So you say, well, what's your point? Well, here's the what we call the BLT, which stands for what? Bottom line time. How is Jesus going to keep his promise to keep his church completely out of an era of time that's coming upon the earth any moment? The answer is, before this happens, he's going to make good on the promise to the rapture. Verse 10 is the promise. Verse 11 is the means. He's going to come quickly and receive us unto himself, and thereby make good on this promise by keeping us out of this time period, which is imminently coming upon the earth. Do you think the world today is being set up for the tribulation period? You guys read the same newspapers I read? I mean, I think we've talked about enough of that in this conference. The world's being set up like a chessboard today. which means that the tribulation period could hit the earth any minute. What else does that mean? That means if the tribulation period can hit the earth any minute, and I'm promised an exemption from that time period, then the rapture is coming even what? Even faster. That's what you think about when you see Israel in the land, the Jews rebuilding their temple, the one world economy, microchip technology, all these things we can talk about that are signs for the tribulation period. You say to yourself, you know what? The rapture is coming even faster. And if rapture is connected with reward, I better live for Christ in the waning moments I have left.